You want to see the bleeding dressing room? Give me. There's a notice on the door. Said beware of puffs. There was a notice on the mirror. Said beware of puffs. There was a message on the floor. I bent down to look at it. It said you've been warned twice. Quasimodo was running down the road with 20 kids running after me. He said, piss off, I haven't got your football. One kid said, what's that lump in your pocket, Quasi? He said, it's a photo of me dead. I've just heard Saddam Hussein's just been taken to hospital for a circumcision operation. The surgeon said, I can't operate on this man. There's no end to this prick. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, turn it in. Christ, that would be all bleeding night. What an army that Saddam Hussein's army, eh? The only army in the world with sunburnt armpits. Two fellas walk along the bank of a canal. On the side of this canal, there's a big crocodile laying there with its mouth open like that. And out of this crocodile's mouth was a big black head sticking. Oh, yes, oh, yes. One fella said to the other one, look at that flesh bastard. Only got a Lacoste sleeping bag. Fella walked into a fish and chip shop. He said, was this fish cooked, mate? He said, yeah, why? He said, it's eaten all the fucking chips. I'm standing outside just now. One of the big Doberman dogs jumped on my leg and started to go, wee. I said, get off. He went, wee. He went, rrr, rrr. I said, well, hurry up then. What do you call a dog with no legs? Call it what you like. It won't fucking come to you. There's this geezer. Listen. Fella walking through the jungle. We ain't got a stitch of clothes on. Naked as the day he was born. And all of a sudden, round the corner, come this elephant. And it looked this naked fella up and down and said to him, how the fuck do you feed yourself with that? Turn that laugh in the corner. Do you know why women wipe their eyes when they wake up of a morning? It's because they ain't got a pair of balls to scratch. Get rid of this. God, I've had some bleeding aggravation coming here tonight, haven't I? Motor car broke down, there's a bit of mist coming off the road, about a thumb of lift. All of a sudden, out the mist, up pulled a motor. I thought, Mike and my son, that will do. You. I've got in the motor, leaned over, closed the door. As I closed the door, the motor's moved off. I've looked over towards the driver. There ain't no driver. Motor's going along the road, there's no one at the wheel. All of a sudden, a bend appeared in the road. I thought, how are we going to get round there? As I'm thinking that, a pair of ghostly hands and arms appeared at the wheel and began to steer the motor car around the corner. I thought, that's my luck. I left that seat in hell of a mess. I go outside, there's another fella standing there. I said, don't get in here, mate, there's something wrong with that. He said, you're telling me I've been pushing that bastard 5 hours. Unbelievable. Will you turn it in, for Christ's sake? I got a cab here. It was one of those lady cab drivers. I said, I understand in this particular area, there are one or two houses of ill repute. He said, there are. I said, take the one. I said, what one? I said, the cheapest. She said, you're in it. Anyway, wait a minute. Will you turn it in, for Christ's sake? We got round to this place in the cab. This madam's opened up a door. There's a fella standing there. I said, what do you want? He said, I want a woman. I said, behave yourself. You've got no arms or no legs. He should have rung the bell, didn't I? They even had a blind prostitute there. Jesus Christ, you've got to hand it to her. I want to see. Nah, it's nice to be here. Very nice to be here. I was in Argentina last week. I had a part-time job out there. I was president. Week before that, I was in Belfast. I was walking down the Falls Road. When all of a sudden, this fella stuck something in the back of my neck. I thought, fuck me, he's tall. He said, what are you, Catholic or Protestant? I went, I said, I said, I'm Jewish. He said, I must be the luckiest Arab in Belfast. Way before that, I was in Bradford. I felt like a spot on a domino up there. Fucking hell. Dial 999 in Bradford and you get the Bengal Lancers. Nice town, though, Bradford. They dropped an atom bomb on Bradford. It done 15 quid's worth of damage. Listen. While I'm up there, I fancied a drink. I found this little Jewish pub called the Kosher Horses. I'm in there having a drink. Will you listen, for Christ's sake? I'm trying to tell you something. In the corner room is a darling bird. So I walked over and hello. She went, hi there. Oh, I said, you're American. She said, I sure am. You're British. Yeah, so I'm British, babe. So as a matter of fact, my friends and myself were just discussing about the greatest lovers in the world. And we think the British man is the third greatest lover. Oh, so it's nice being a frame. Great. Yeah, great. I said, who do you think the greatest lovers are? She said, we think the cowboys and Jews are the greatest lovers. By the way, what's your name? I said, up along Goldberg. She said to me, I gotta tell you, Hopalong. She said, I'm no good to you. I'm a lesbian. Oh, I said, that's a blatant shame, isn't it? I thought that bird of the bar was smiling at me. She must have been smiling at you. She said, every possibility. I said, well, as a lesbian, what will you do? Well, shall I go across to the bar and I strike up some sort of conversation? We go back to my place. We'll sit by the fire and I'll start the business. Then I'll kiss all her ankles. I said, hang on a fucking minute. So what's the matter with you? I said, I think I'm a lesbian. All of a sudden, turn it in. All of a sudden, the door burst open and in walked a bit of class. When I say class, I mean class. Red hat, fur coat, sling back, Wellingtons and a moustache. She is so bandy, she must have ironed her knickers over a boomerang. Well, she's taken his coat off. She's got nothing underneath it at all, apart from this G-rope. Hey, what was that? Oh, see that? My foot moves and his mouth works. Anyway, I've seen bigger tits on a bird bath. That's tits as breasts. Ain't a copper, is he? So I said to her, how would you like to see the soles of your shoes in my wing mirrors? I've took her outside, we're lumbering outside. All of a sudden, she slid around down my trousers. She said to me, what's these for? I said, for what? I took her around the local cemetery. I laid on this gravestone. I was just about to do the business. She said, me, 1 minute. I said, what? She went, wait a minute. She said, have you got a thingy? I said, what? She said, have you got a letter? I said, what do you want, fucking references? I'm doing my best. She's just lying here. I said, what's the matter with you? She went, you know, I've got a small organ. Choked her, what? I said, that may be, but it's never played in a cathedral before. She said, will you turn it in? She said, have you taken any precautions? I said, yes, I've tied my feet to that tree. When it was all over, she said to me, you're no good as a lover. I said, how can you tell that in 10 seconds? I thought you saucy care. I said, the reason it was over so quick, I said, I haven't made love 6 months. She said, why is that? I thought, gotcha. I said, I've been in the VD clinic. She said, what's the food like? I'm going in tomorrow. I Old farmer boy lying in bed with his wife, and the farm's going downhill, but fast, haven't got a copper coin between them. He leaned over, got hold of her boobs, and said, "You know what, my dear? So we get these boobs to work and give a few pints of milk, we can get rid of that old cow. He put his hand between her thighs, if we can get that to work and lay a few eggs, we can get rid of them old chickens." She leaned over and got hold of his dick, said, "We can get that to work, we can get rid of your brother."
Listen.
Fella walked in his house. He said to his old woman, "I just won £2 million on a pool." "Did you ever?" He said, "Oh, I have." "That's marvellous." He said, "Marvellous, darling. That is unbelievable." He said, "Pack your bags." He said, "What for? Winter or summer?" He said, "Anything you like." "Fuck off." Another. Listen. Another geezer walked in his house. He walked out his old woman. He opened the front door, and all of a sudden, he said, "What's all that?" She looks in the corner of the room. There's a load of weightlifting equipment. He said, "What the bleeding hell's that for?" He said, "Well, I've got some weightlifting equipment, darling." He said, if I did some exercises, it'd make me boobs bigger." He said, "Boobs bigger? Are you sure? How much was that?" He said, £380. He said, "380 sovs? He said, "I worked my plums off all week with that sort of bread. You don't need bleeding weightlifting equipment to make your boobs bigger. All you need is a bit of toilet paper." "So what are you talking about?" He said, "You get the toilet paper and run it between your boobs, they get bigger." She said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Of course I'm sure. Look at this dump of your fucking ass." Anyway. It's... nice to be here. I brought a wife with me tonight. Fucking saves kissing her goodbye. What an ugly cow that is. I'll give you an idea how ugly my wife is. I took her to see that film Elephant Man, and when we come out, she stood for an hour and a half signing autographs. I go home the other night, she's lying in bed with my best mate. I went, "Fuck me, Dave, I have to, but you..." I took us to a wife swapping party last week. I did quite well. I got a set of socket spanners for her. Got round my house, my old man said to me, "Jesus Christ, son, she's ugly, isn't she?" I said, "No need to whisper, Dad, she's deaf." "Some luck it'll get her, she's one of a set of twins." I said, "How do you recognise her?" I said, "Her brother's bald." I got home the other night, my woman's standing here, she ain't got a stitch of clothes, and I mean nothing apart from a pair of black leather gloves and black leather boots. And then, "What are you doing?" She said, "I've been reading that Kama Sutra book." "On the name, yeah?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "Tie me to the bed." I tied her to the bed. There she was lying there in his black leather gloves and black leather boots. Just like the Five of Spades. So now, darling, can do what you want now. So I had a shave and fucked off down the pub.
Listen, wait a minute. One thing I can say to a message without dash, she's always kept up with fashions. I mean, even when right on the day we first met. Do you remember that Mary Quant? Yeah, I said it right. She shaved her pubes into a... You remember that? Into a heart shape. My woman tried that. Fucking ruined her lawnmower.
I swear to God. 17 years old when I got married, I ain't a gag as a vac. You're not exactly bursting with O-levels at 17, and you're not even old in folding. But even at that tender age, I realised a lady likes an honeymoon. We drove over to Paris, found this little honeymoon hotel. I've gone upstairs to the bedroom with the old woman, tubbed the bedroom door up, took me strides, I threw them on the bed. I said, "Missus, put the strides on." She said, "What?" I said, "Put the strides on." She said, "What?" I said, "Put the bloody trousers on, will ya?" She went, "All right, trappy, all right." She got me trousers on. I said, "Listen, because I'm only going to tell you this once, that is the first and the last time you wear the trousers in this house."
She said, please yourself. She took my trousers off and took her knickers off and threw them at me. She said, put them on. I was never bleeding getting to them. She said, no, until you change your attitude, cocker, you won't. I don't apologise for repeating it. I mean, I had the presence of mind to leave in the bedroom and put a bit of onky on a bit of paint. I went downstairs for a nightcap. I said, evening, barman, can I help you? He said, I said, get a pint of bitter, son. He said, excuse me, sir, it occurs to me. He said, that you're a newlywed couple, is that correct? Yeah. He said, under no circumstances whatsoever, drink bitter. It shrivels it up. What you want is a large brandy. Make you like a bleeding lion. I said, give us a large brandy, Winkle, Wallop. I went away, I come back an hour later, barman, terrific, terrific. Give us another large brandy. And a pint of bitter for the wife. It was like frying a woodbine in the Albert Hall, it was. Yes, we can't have sex anymore on religious grounds. She reckons she's Jewish and I'm a pig. I'm laying there the other night. She said, now we're not having full sex. I suppose you want a wink. I thought, oh, I said. I said, well, she said, anyway, if you wouldn't mind. She said, well, let me know when you're finished. I'll be outside the door. Played golf with a wife the other day. We got in a club, I was trying the first tee. Next to the first tee is the practice ground, and a professional stand there with a woman golfer. She had 302 lessons. This pro was going mad. He said, Mrs. Davis, he said, please. He said, I'm losing my temper. He said, you're making me look bad in front of my other brother professionals. He said, Mrs. Davis, the game of golf is very, very simple. He said, please don't think I'm being rude. Please don't think I'm being rude. He said, you had 302 lessons. He said, the golf club is a tool. It's an instrument. I'm not being rude, Mrs. Davis. Please just treat the golf club as if it was your husband's penis, darling. Gently, gently. She hit this ball 285 yards straight down the middle. The pro said, Mrs. Davis, wonderful. Fucking marvellous. Now take the club out your mouth, he said. Picture the scene. Captain and a bosun are signing up for this ship in the 15th century. They can't get enough men. They've done been out there and put shillings in vases, isn't it? People on the heads. They've still ain't got enough crew. All of a sudden, there's a signing up. Two fellas come walking down the street. And the bosun went, don't sign these men up, Captain. He said, why? He said, that's the ugly brothers. Well, when he looked round, one of these brothers has got eyes about 3.5 foot long. Ah, get out of here. And the other one had ears, well, I want to fucking tell you, like elephant. You know? He said, we've got to sign. He said, we ain't got enough men. He said, stick them in a crow's nest. They're out of sea 16 days. All of a sudden, this one with the eyes leaned over, he went, Captain! He said, what? He said, there's a Spanish man of war. 294 mile off the starboard bow. The captain said, how fucking far? Because he spoke English, this captain. He said, how do you know it's a Spanish man of war? He said, oh, I can see it from here. He said, well, how do you know it's Spanish? He said, my brother can hear him talking. All of a sudden, it was run down by an English man of war. And all of a sudden, as it came into view, the bosun went, Captain. He said, whoa, whoa, what? He said, the man in the crow's nest said, the Spanish Spanish man of war off the port bow. The captain went, bosun, bring the guns to bring the guns to and the bosun went, the captain and the bosun went together. The voice went, "Captains, the guns are ready." And the captain went, "Fa-da, fa-da, 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 fire!" And the guns went, "Ba-ba, ba." Listen. Fella walking along a canal in the distance, he said these two guys, they dragged their skis around the canal, they've got them on the side of the canal, giving them artificial respiration. There is gallons of green gungy water coming out of this geezer's north. Well, it boot fishbone frog, bike frame bedstead. He walked up, he said, "What the bleeding hell are you doing, pal?" He said, "I wonder what we're doing, mister." He said, "You want to mind your own business. We're ambulance men. We're trained. We know what we're doing." He said, "You might be ambulance men." He said, "You might be trained." He said, "I'll tell you something, son. I'm an engineer, and if you don't take his ass out of the water, you're going to pump that fucking canal dry." Hey. Every Friday, regular, month in, month out, year in, year out, up past 5 this year, skis used to walk in the chemist, strike to the chemist, "Give us free." Chemist said to him one day, "Son, you've been coming at me years for a packet of free. Why don't you use your brains, get yourself a good washable one?" He said, "They're any good?" He said, "They're marvellous." He said, "How much are they?" He said, "5 and 20, Bob." He said, "I'm on the firm." Following Friday, he was back in, "Give us free." Chemist said, "What's wrong with the washable one?" He said, "You lousy bastard. Should have seen the letter I got from the fucking laundry." This will kill you, this one. We'll have an early night. There's a gorilla walking through the jungle. And as he's walking past this water hole, he sees a lion having a drink. And this lion's Harris was going... Gorilla thought... "I'll have some of that." He went down, he grabbed the ground lion by the lawns, and away he went. Wee, wee. Lion went, "Fucking turn it in." The gorilla went, "Get on that. Get the fuck off," the lion said. When it was all over, the gorilla let go of the lion and ran in the jungle. The lion turned around and ran after the gorilla. The gorilla was running through a clearing in the jungle. As you got this clearing, in the middle of this clearing, there's a geezer sitting there with a pith helmet reading a paper in a deck chair. He's seen the gorilla. The pith helmet went that way. The paper went that way. The deck chair went that way. The gorilla's grabbed the bleeding deck chair, stuck it up, grabbed the paper, started to read, put the pith helmet on. As he's put the pith helmet on, the lion coming to the jungle, he went... He said, "You seen a gorilla around here?" And the gorilla went, "Not the one that fucked the lion down by the water hole." And the lion went, "It ain't in the paper already, is it?" Father Christmas came down the chimney into this beautiful little bedroom. In the middle of this bedroom, there's a beautiful young girl standing there in a negligee. Father Christmas went, "Ho, ho, ho." She says, "You want to stay for 10 minutes, Father Christmas?" She said, "Leave me. I ain't got time for that bloody nonsense. I've got to go all over Europe." She said, "No mind about that." She got a finger and a thumb, undone the bow of this blouse, and it fell away. Oh, fellas. Oh, you know that. Oh, she had nipples like 6-inch nails. Father Christmas said, "Fucking turn it in," he said, "will ya?" He said, "I've got to go all over Europe." She said, "No mind about that." She got her thumbs in her panties and pulled them down over this lovely rounded sailotch. Father Christmas said, "You lousy bastard." He said, "I've got to stay now. I can't get back up that fucking chimney." Little boy playing on the side of the road. Up come the local vicar. He said, "Hello, Tommy. What are you doing?" He said, "I'm playing the noise. I can see you're playing, Tommy. What are you playing with?" He said, "Prussic acid." He said, "You can't play with prussic acid, Len. Prussic acid is dangerous." He said, "Don't tell you how to play with holy water, do I?" He said, "But holy water and prussic acid are two entirely different things. Now, for instance, last Thursday, I put some holy water on a lady's belly and she passed a baby." As Nami said, "Little Tommy, last night I put some prussic acid on my dog's bollocks and he passed a Ferrari." Little boy come running open school up. He was stuck through stairs to his mum and dad's bedroom. His mum and dad on the bed. Dad's giving mum one. He said, "Mum, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm playing crib. Your father's my partner. Get downstairs." He went straight downstairs into the lounge. In the lounge on the couch is his sister with her boyfriend, Tony. Her legs are 9:15. Tony's bum is a blur. He says, sister, what are you doing? He says, I'm playing crib. Tony's my partner, get out in the garden. He rushed straight to the garden, into the gardening shed. In the gardening shed, there's his old granddad flogging his oris. Wait, wait. He said, granddad, what are you doing? He said, I'm playing crib. He said, where's your partner? He said, when you've got a fucking good hand, you don't need a partner. A 15-year-old boy started working at a chemist. The boy's very first job out of school. Naturally enough, the kid was nervous, and the chemist stuck him straight on the counter. And as he's standing, this young woman came in. She said, good morning. He said, morning, miss. She said, oh, can I have a packet of Tampax, please? The kid went, ah. He runs straight back in the shop. The chemist said, what's wrong with you? There's a woman out there. What's in Tampax? He said, son, it's a chemist. Go and serve her, for Christ's sake. A week later, the kid's getting used to the job and the same woman come in. I said, morning, can I have a packet of cotton wool, please? Oh, he said, you're rolling your own now. He said, teacher in school. So there's kids, now we're going to have an essay today. I'm going to ask you some questions. She said, now, David, she said, if you wasn't covered in skin, what would you like to be covered in? Oh, he said, gold, miss, gold. She said, why is that? She said, well, every time I scratch myself, miss, it would leave a little pile of gold and I could buy a BMW. That's very good. I said, Derek, what about you? He said, I'd like to be covered in platinum. He said, why is that? He said, well, like Dave, he said, when I scratch myself, I said, I'll get a pile of platinum. He said, platinum's worth more than gold and I could have a Mercedes and a BMW. I said, what about you, Harry? Yeah, I said, pubic hair. Said, why pubic hair? He said, well, my sister's got a patch like that, and you want to see the fucking motors outside her. You know something about teachers. And you must forgive me, I'm an atheist. I don't mind owning up to that. I just know that's the way I am. And there's a lot of people believe in all that. But, you know, and I'm at court about 5 weeks ago. I must be licensed, right? I've been out playing golf with the boys, as you know, we often get out with it. And I've had 3 half a pint of shandy. I've got my collar felt on the way home, right? I'm in court there. 200 sovs I find, right? 200 sovs and 18 months bleeding license. I'm walking out the door and all of a sudden the next case behind me is a vicar been interfering with choir boys, right? Yeah, I thought, you dirty old bastard. Anyway, I've heard the end of the case and the magistrate said yes. He said, well, he said, £2 fined, he said. And I said, wait a fucking minute. Wait a minute. I said, you charged me 200 sovs, 18 months loss of licence for having 3 halves of shandy. That dirty old bastard been interfering with choir boys. I said, you fined him 2 sovs. The judge went, sit down. Fucking sit down, he said. I want to tell you something, son. I've heard that choir sing and I need it fucking. Teacher in school, micro mini skirt, writing on the ball. She got on her toes to get to the top of the ball. The skirt's risen up and her knickers are coming to view. And one of these boys went, stand up, the boy with the horn. And all the class did that. Said, who can tell me who said, give us the tools and we'll finish the job? A great English statesman, a little black boy in the front, got up. He said, Miss Winston Churchill, 1942. And the voice at the back of the class went, send the black bastard home. Who said that? He said, Enoch, pal. And please, please believe me, I see we've got one or two of our ethnic minorities in the audience, and I swear this to God, I haven't got a racialist bone in my body. Live and let live. And I'm sure you can understand on the odd occasion, like most of us, we get a bit pissed off. And what are we coming to over here? Bar, green sheep. Try me out Sunday morning, sit down, 10 o'clock, egg and bacon on your lap for breakfast, switch in the box. What do you got? Asian magazine. What the fucking hell's going on there? There's a geezer sitting down here. He's got a 984-string guitar. He's got his knackers strapped in a vice. Oh, fucking turn it in, will you? when I haven't got a racist bone in my body. Not nowadays, but of course years ago, I come from the east end of London. I used to live, we had a parkie living next door to us, me and my mate Tommy, the other side. And I've got to say, there's good in all people and there's bad in all people. And that's a fact, and we all know that. His kids were wonderful. His wife was beautiful and as sweet as a nut. He was a pain in the ass. He's come out to me one day, Mr. Veed. I said, what do you want?
Oh, he said, what, what? He said, I am understanding through the grieving vine that you are decorating your hallway. I said, that's right. He said, how many rolls of wallpaper did you buy? I said, 8. 2 days later. Mr. Reed, I said, what do you want now? He said, you are telling me, you are telling me that you bought 8 rolls of wallpaper to decorate your front room. I said, that's right. He said, I have 4 left over. I said, so did I. My mate, somebody ever saw him. You know, back in the East End days, I'm going back many, many years ago, a lot of us used to keep 6 chickens in the yard, fresh eggs. That was a bleeding rarity and a bit of nourishment. One of my mate's chickens had gone over to his parkie's yard, laid an egg in a bloody yard. My mate went round to do it. What do you want?
He said, I'm sorry I bother you, Poe. He said, one of my chickens flown over your yard. It's laid an egg on the path. He said, I'd like it back.
Why not? He said, what? Why no, 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 no. He said, my yard is my property. That is my egg. He said, get that fucking egg. Oh, no, he said, no, 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 no. Pakistani law. My property, my egg. He said, hang on a minute, Winkle. He said, you're in England now, like an English law. He said, what is English law? He said, well, the English law is you open your legs and I kick you in the plums. Now, you're about to go down on the floor. He said, I time you, see how long you're down there, then you kick me in the plums, and the one that's on the floor the shortest time keeps the egg. Oh, he said, if that is English law,
my mate, when I open your legs, wallop!
Oh, I got out. I fucking got out, got out. Oh, get out of here.
He got up and he went, no, it's my turn. My mate said, keep the fucking egg. We now come to the part of the evening when I think a little bit of religion wouldn't help. Oh, wouldn't it? Jesus was at the Last Supper and he got up and said, I shall turn the water into wine. Judas Iscariot got up and said, you put your fucking fire in like the rest of us. And Jesus walking through Nazareth. You remember the story, didn't you? Because they're all true stories, of course, they are, you know. And all these geezers and birds were throwing rocks at this woman. Do you remember? Of course, she went up in a state. It was claret all over the floor. Snot and blood everywhere. Jesus see this, he went, turn it in! Fucking turn it in! Well, he was a nasty bastard when he'd been on a Terps lunchtime. Fucking turn it in, he said. Let those amongst you without sin cast the first stone. This fucking great rock come over. Hit this bird right in the burr. Wallop. Jesus went, mother, sometimes you fucking piss me off. Jesus, St. Peter, St. Paul were looking through the clouds at our so-called promiscuous society. Jesus said, I fancy some of that. Pfft, down a rainbow they come. Got 3 birds, disappeared into 3 different rooms. Half hour later, they met in a foyer. St. Paul said to St. Peter, how'd you get on? He said, delightful, fucking delightful. Plenty of that, plenty of that. He said to Peter, how did you get on? He said, the same as you. He said, I didn't mess about. Panties off, bum a blur. He said, I fucking get it, that. JC turned up. How'd you get on, Governor? Said Peter. Fucking lousy. Fucking lousy, I'm telling you that. I haven't had it for 2,000 years. He said, I got in a room. He said, you know, I want to take me fucking time. I've done them things.
Fucking yeah. Oh, I got them panties, and I said, oh, look at that. And I put my hand on it, and it fucking healed up. Terrible tragedy. Two fellas got killed, mates all their lives. One went to heaven, one went to hell. 2 months later, they met in the middle, doing in the supermarket, doing a shopping. And the one up there said to the one down there, Tommy, hello, Dave. He said, how are you? He said, I'm great. He said, how are you? He said, oh, I'm great. He said, unbelievable. He said, what's it like down there? He said, let me tell you, you can't fucking believe what it's like down here. Pubs, clubs open all day long, 24 hours a day. Going drinking all day. Mate, don't cost you a copper coin, not a copper coin. And the women down here, there's no dresses or skirts. It's all bra panties, right? Suspenders. All day long, plenty of that. All night long, bunches of that. He said, what's it like up there? He said, fucking murder. Get up in the morning, polish the gates. Make the beds. Cook the breakfast. He said, why is that? He said, I'm the only cunt up here, he said. Oh, picture the scene. Very busy pub. There was one chair vacant at the table. A fella walked in. Do you want to sit down, mate? He said, sit down, my old son. Help yourself. He said, thanks very much. Would you like a drink? He said, you ever got to buy me a drink? Because I told you to sit down. So he said, I want to buy you a drink. He bought him a drink. He bought him one back. 11 o'clock, these two are smashed out of their brains. Now, this fella that was there was originally turned around to his newfound friend. He said, have you got a car? He said, yeah. He said, let's go around my house for a nightcap. Come on, come on. He got up. He walked 2 paces. He fell over right in his ear. Roll. Wallet out. It's come there. Frobo, Frobo. His mate went to help him. He said, leave me alone. Come on. He's got another 2 steps. He fell over in his chin. Spank. Yard and a half, chin. His mate said, I have the sneaking suspicion you're drunk. He said, I'm not drunk. He said, where's the car? He got to the car, opened the car door. The door's hitting right in the mouth. Spelosh. His railings have gone all up and down the gutter. There is blood rushing down his gums. His mate said, you are drunk. He said, I'm not drunk. Drive the car. He got round to his house. He opened the car door. He fell out on his nose. Spank. He wound up round there. There's blood running down his back. He found the gutter. Bosh, that leg's gone for a Burton. Into a lamppost. Zip. All these ribs have gone. This lip's flapping about in the wind. His mate said, you're far too drunk. He said, I'll ring the bell and your wife can put you to bed and I'll see you tomorrow. State of this geezer the following morning. All his clobbers hanging in rags. Ears covered from head to foot in dry claret. His wife said, are you all right, love?
Well. It's must have got drunk last night.
She said, drunk? You're missing out your brains. You come home without your wheelchair. I'm so sorry. Geezer have been shipwrecked 6 years. Shipwrecked for 6 years. And he's on this, and the only company he's got is this dog and a pig. And he woke up one morning with a stirring in his loins. He looked at his pig and thought, it's got to be. He walked over, dropped his loincloth, picked this pig up by the legs, and he was just about to do it, and this dog went, arr! Arr! He went, fuck off. The dog went, arr! He went, balls to the pig. Went to the coconuts and grapes, come back at a kit. Following morning, he's lying on the beach. He sees this splashing in the sea. He thought it looks like a human being. He's dived in the water, dragged this person out, got on the beach, a beautiful young girl, about 19 years old, solid as a rock, long blonde hair. He thought, oh my God, she's. I don't. And mouth to mouth resuscitation. And she started to stir. He's run back in the jungle. He's got all this dry grass. He's come out. His rubs are all down, rubbed. And all of a sudden, and the sun was glinting on his little tiny golden hairs and her arms. And he thought, oh yeah. She opened her eyes. She went, oh, I said, you're such a handsome man. Oh, I said, do you want some more kiss of life? She went, yes. Oh, she went, God, you've saved my life as well.
Oh, she said, I'd do anything you want. He said, you wouldn't take that fucking dog for a walk, would you?
Anybody got a cigarette by any chance? Give us a cigarette. Would you mind swearing up, please? Would you mind handing out to me, please? Thank you very much, darling. Have you got a light? I don't want to, you know. Will you be long? I've got to be home by Friday. That's the only thing. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Maybe not. I don't like working on these wooden platforms either. My brother had a nasty accident on one of these. He went right through it. Wallop. And a bit of rope round his neck. He might have broke his fucking legs. You know? Seen outside a house, a sign said, wanted, man with strong sense of smell. This guy's a knocks on the door. Fella come to the door, he said, yes. Well, I don't understand, you want someone with a strong sense of smell, got a very good trunk, very good trunk. Oh, if they're coming, he said. He says, close your eyes, what's that? He went, it's an apple, and it'll bleed an apple. Oh, it's such a marvellous, bloody marvellous. He said, close your eyes. He said, what's that? He went, it's a nana, wasn't it? A nana. Oh, it's such a fucking marvellous. Marvellous. Close your eyes. I'm getting a bit too fucking good at this. Close your eyes, and he put a bottle under this fella's nose. He went spark out. He woke up an hour and a half later. He went, Jesus Christ, he said. That was strong. What was that? He said, chloroform, he said. Makes your bum sore, doesn't it? Fella walked in a pub, he went out to the pub, he said, mate, he said, governor. He said, I know you're the governor of the pub. He said, I don't want to drink. He said, I'm breaking my neck for a week. Do you want to have a go? He said, no, it's downstairs, mate. He hadn't been down there 10 seconds. He come run up again. He said, here, Paul, do you know what's going on in your toilet? He said, calm down, mate. He said, run about, calm down. Do you know what's going on in your toilet? He said, calm down, mate. He said, well, calm down. He said, calm down. Oh, fuck's sake, calm down. What's the matter with you? He said, do you know what's going on in your toilet? He said, no, I don't. He said, well, I'll tell you. He said, there's a man standing there in a trough having a Barclays. There's a geezer behind him giving him one. And a fella behind him giving him one. He said, hang on a fucking minute. Hang on. What was a fella in the middle like? He said, well, he's about that big and ginger. He said, you know he's fucking lucky at cards too. This girl went, I said, doctor, he said, I've been married for a year. The last 4 months, my husband can't do it anymore. The doctor said, whatever you mean? He said, he just can't do it anymore. He said, you're a very lucky girl. Well, let me tell you why. So down today alone, I've had a delivery of tablets. Now, you put these tablets in whatever he's drinking. Doesn't matter what it is. Tea, beer, coffee, milk, anything you like. But as soon as he's drunk it, stand back, because these work fast. Come back and see me on Wednesday. Never mind about Wednesday. Monday, the door opened so fast, you could have lit your fags on the hinges. There she was. Not tripping. He said, did they work? He was drinking coffee. I put this tablet in his coffee. No sooner he drank the coffee, he was across the table at me. Wallop, there was a cups and saucers in the air. Under the table, across the carpet, up the stairs, it was bloody marvellous. He said, I knew they worked. Sorry about the cups and saucers. I said, that's all right. We're not using that restaurant again. Turn it in. Listen. Then this other girl comes here. Doctor, you can see I'm very young. As a matter of fact, I'm 15 years old. Next month, I'm 16. And the month after that, I'm getting married. But unfortunately, I don't know too much about the sex side of married life. Could you help me? Oh, he said, certainly, my dear. What do you want to know, my dear? So first of all, Doctor, the thing between my future husband's legs, the thingy thing. What's it called? Oh, he said, that's nothing to worry about. But we have a medical term for that. The medical term for that is called the old chap. I shouldn't think of Doctor. Old chap. So, Doctor, on the end of the old chap is like a bell end, really. Like a policeman's helmet. Nothing to worry about, do we have a medical term for that? The medical term for that is called the canob. Thank you.
So, Doctor, are two round curved things about 22 inches back from the canal? What are those?
Is it our fault?
He said, 22 inches, what are those? He said, oh, for your sake, to the fucking cheeks of his ass. Another fellow walked in the doctor, he said, Doc, I'm in trouble. He said, calm down, mate. He said, I'm in trouble. He said, please calm down. He said, Doc, I'm in trouble. He said, calm down. What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? He went, Doc. He said, Doc, God. Oh, my God, doctor, he said, I've got this overwhelming, uncontrollable, irrepressible, irreversible desire to stick my dick in a bacon slicer. He said, you have it. He said, I fucking have it. Fucking have it. He said, where'd you work? He said, Sainsbury's. Oh, he said. He said, take these tablets home. He said, they're not all that strong. He said, but they should cure it if they don't come back and see me on Wednesday. Monday, the door burst open. Doc. Doc, I've done it. I've done it. He said, you done what? He said, I've stuck my dick in a bacon slicer. Oh, he said, my God, how's your dick? He said, fine. He said, what about the bacon slicer? He said, a bastard give his nose, he said. I've got some friends in the audience that I work with, some people that I say unequivocally, if that's the right word, I'm very, very fond of. My Pamela down there, Pams and Clemens, give her a nice round of applause. She's a lovely artist. I love her dearly. Young Adam Wood, yeah? Stand up, Adam. Very fine actor, that young man. Mr. Steve McFadden. That's him, yeah? Part of my offspring, dear. Daniela. Isn't she beautiful? She's a lovely young lady. And my old sparring partner, Sid. Sid, can I give her a round of applause, Sidney? Lovely, Sid. Lovely. And a very nice gentleman we got in the audience from the Sun newspaper. Mr. Gary Butcher, where are you, Gary? I know you're down there somewhere. I had a dream about you last night, Gary. I dreamed I went to heaven. And I was standing in this room with St. Peter, and there were billions of clocks around this wall, billions and billions of clocks. I said to Peter, what are all these clocks, Pete? He said, I'll tell you what they are, Mike. He said, everybody on Earth's lifetime clock. I said, but every now and again, some of them jump forward on that. Why is that? He said, I'll tell you what it is, Mike. He said, any time anybody on Earth interferes with himself, it takes an hour off their life. I said, I can't see Gary Bushell's clock around here anywhere. He said, no, we keep it in the kitchen as a fan. He said. Fella walked in an all-night cafe, went up the geezer behind the counter, he said, cup of sweet tea, I need it. And you got any cakes on it? He said, what are you talking about? Give me some cakes, plenty. He said, what's the matter? He said, what's the matter? He said, half past six tonight. He said, I picked up a bird, a raving lunatic, mate. He said, I've been in the back of the car with it all night long. Look at me eyes, look at me fucking eyes. He said, I can't stand him. He said, I need a cup of sweet tea. He said, listen, mate, he said, I've been here 24 hours today. He said, any chance of me slipping out and giving it one? He said, please, this geezer in the back of the car, way. All of a sudden, on the window, copper stand there with a torch. He went, I said, sorry, officer, he said. Just fucking a wife.
Copper said, oh, sorry, sir, I didn't realise it was your wife.
He said, not at all, do you turn that fucking torch on? Couple walked into a street corner toilet. I call it a street corner toilet, which is French for street corner tillet. Tullet. There's an old boy in a corner having a jaffa. Couple went, gotcha, fucking gotcha. The old boy went, bollocks. Couple said, what do you mean bollocks? He went, got no fucking witnesses, have you?
Oh, and as a matter of fact, you're right, mind you. That is a fair old chap you've got there. Would you like to give me one? The old boy went...
Yeah, he said.
Couple dropped his trousers, bent over. The old boy went, wallop. Couple went, gotcha, down the fucking nick. Always amazing. Always amazing me at a cop rob. And it would be true to say that each and every one of us here at night, at some stage of the game, I'm talking about fellas in general, I've had the occasion to appear at court, whether it be something minor or, you know, something or something bleeding major. Always amazing me that out of cop always gives his evidence the same way.
Swearing right against you, you'll get the old true name of truly.
Your Honour, on the 4th of the 5th of 1991, I was heading in a westerly direction down Oxford Street, and on passing the doorway 233, I saw the accused. The accused had his trousers round his ankles, bent over, facing north. Behind the accused, also facing north, was another man with his penis inserted into the accused arse. In front of the accused, facing south, was another man with his penis inserted in the accused's mouth. On seeing this, I said, hello, hello, hello. What's going on here? The accused replied, a gawk. Not being entirely satisfied with his reply, I took him into custody, and that is the evidence of the prosecution, my lord.
Yes, 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 we can't have cases of indecent exposure going on in the streets of London. I think under these particular circumstances, I shall pass rather a heavy sentence. But before I do, have you anything to say for yourself, young man?
He went, fuck all.
Judge, did I beg your pardon?
He went, fuck all.
Judge, said, excuse me, barrister, what did he say? He said, fuck all, your honour. Don't be a cunt, I saw his lips move.
Three babies born in hospital. One was a Jewish baby, Irish baby, and a German baby. And the nurse got mixed up. She thought, what the bloody hell am I going to do? She'll try this. She went, Heil Hitler! And the little German baby jumped up and went, Sieg Heil! Little Jewish baby shit himself. And the Irish baby shoveled it up. About the Irish fella making love to a princess, burnt his balls on the exhaust pipe. Irishman, Englishman, Scotchman stand in a bar, and his Scotch fella said to the English fella, he said, do you have any family? As a matter of fact, they do. He said, I have one son, born on St. George's Day. We call him George. And the Scotchman said, hey, it's a coincidence. He said, my second littlest boy was born on St. Andrew's Day. We call him Andrew. And Paddy was sitting in the corner and went, Jesus Christ. It's a small world. The same thing happened with me and my boy Pancake.
Oh. All of these stories, I'm sure you've heard them all before. Of course, they're all bloody old gags. And here's one I know you've heard, but I love telling it. House in Ireland, the flames leaping up in a bloody air, and a woman appeared at the window with a baby. And the crowd went, throw the baby down. She said, I can't let it be killed, let it be killed. Don't be a pilchard, throw the baby down. She said, I can't let it be killed. Out the crowd, he said, Mrs., I am the Irish international goalkeeper. I've never dropped a ball in my life. Throw the baby down. With that, she threw the baby out the window. As the baby was coming down, there was a gust of wind, and it took the baby to one side. The goalie leapt in the air, and he snatched the baby from death. The crowd went raving mad. Hooray! Greg! He bounced the baby twice. Jack Lad Skinner saw this notice outside a shop. Wanted Andy, man. He thought we left someone here. Said, oi! Fucking oi, oi, oi.
The fella come out, he said, can I help you? Yeah, he said, you got a notice there, so I want an handyman. He said, I'm a handyman. He said, are you a handyman? I said, live around the fucking corner, that's handy, isn't it? No, he said, no. He said, look, you look a reasonably intelligent young man. He said, have you done any selling before? No, he said, I've done no selling. He said, well, look, it's very, very simple selling. He said, I'll take the first customer, watch how I sell, then you can take the second customer. It's very simple, just watch. First customer come in, the governor went out. I said, can I help you, sir? He said, yes. He said, I'd like a packet of grass seed, please. He said, yeah, sir, the grass seed, 75p. He said, there's your lawnmower. Sorry? He said, there's a lawnmower. I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. He said, when the grass grows, sir, you'll need something to cut it with, won't you? He said, of course. How much? He said, £5 down, £1 a year for 5 years. He said, fine. Sign. He said, yeah, sir, that's what I sell. You take next customer, any kind. I have a little problem. Do you have a packet of the ladies, you know? It's the wrong week. You said, do you have a packet of Tampax? Tampax, please.
So, yeah, yeah, Tampax, mate. 85p, there's your lawnmower.
What do I need a lawnmower for?
Well, yeah, so we're getting fucked up, might as well cut the grass.
Picture the scene. Mum and Dad have gone out for the night, left Uncle in charge of the house. There he is, pipe at his mouth, feet on the buffet, watching the box. All of a sudden, the door opened. In walks a 16-year-old daughter, crying her eyes out. He said, what's the matter, darling? He said, but Uncle, is that boyfriend of mine? Is that a dirty bastard? He said, I'm not standing or tolerating that sort of language in this house where your mother and father are out. He said, but Uncle, that's anybody explain it. He's a dirty bastard. He said, what's the matter, darling? Even Uncle, he only puts his hands on my breast. He looked her up and down and thought, 16 years old. Someone you mean, love, like this? She said, yes. He said, there's nothing dirty about that. He said, but Uncle, only puts his hands inside my bra. Gotcha.
Is it you? You mean like this? She says, yes, there's nothing dirty about it.
So, but Uncle only puts his hands up my clothes. Oh.
He said, do you mean like this? She said, yes, there is nothing dirty about it.
So, but Uncle only puts his hands inside my knickers. Oh, yes. He said, you mean like this? He said, yes. He said, there is nothing, Dad. But Uncle, he gets his thing out and puts it inside me. But oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He said, you mean like this? He said, yes.
He said, there's nothing dirty about it.
So, but Uncle, he's only got AIDS. He went, the dirty one-eyed bastard. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. God bless you.